Well, it's fun because today we get to check in with our friend from the town of Fort Mill. Of course, no stranger to the microphone, Jaconna Hester. You are the events coordinator for the town of Fort Mill. And when you came in, I said, well, there's always something going on in the town of Fort Mill. Always busy. You can never say that you're bored living there. And of course, we are almost halfway through June. It's hard to believe.
Yes, it is.
And right around the corner are our Independence Day celebrations, our 4th of July celebrations. So, Jaconna, take us out to what's going to be happening in the town of Fort Mill.
Yeah, we have some fun stuff coming up. On Thursday, July 3rd, is Town of Fort Mill's Independence Day celebration. It's 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Fort Mill Amphitheater in Walter Elijah Park. We just have a great night planned for our community. We have lots of great food, vendors. We have our most patriotic contest that kicks off at the amphitheater stage at 6 p.m. So come dressed in your most patriotic attire. It's for kids and adults.
Oh, okay.
We'll have great prizes to give away for our winners of that. Our Strawberry Queens will be helping to judge that competition. And then at 6:30 p.m. is our first band, which is Main Event Band. They play a lot of different music, lots of different genres. You'll have fun dancing to them. And then at 7:30 p.m. is our Independence Day celebration ceremony. We have our town council, our Strawberry Queens, local dignitaries, and we have special music by some local musicians during that ceremony. And it's just to celebrate our nation's 249th birthday. So that's so exciting. And then at 8 p.m. is our final band, Swinging Medallions. And they have an incredible horn line. Everyone's going to just enjoy listening to their music and celebrating and just celebrating our country.
I'll give it to the town of Fort Mill. Y'all never disappoint with the bands that you select for all of your events. They're unbelievable. I don't know who does that, but kudos to whoever helps you do that. I know that all falls underneath you, Jaconna. So y'all never disappoint. And then, of course, at 9:15, you're going to have the end of the night finale, which is, of course, the fireworks.
Yes. Yeah, we have a beautiful fireworks show at 9:15 p.m., and you can find all the details for this about parking and rules and all that stuff at fortmillsc.gov.
Now, going back to that patriotic contest, do you just show up and register when you get there, or do you need to do that beforehand?
No, you just meet us at the amphitheater stage, and we will get you all taken care of.
Okay, and this is, of course, a family-friendly event, so there's also going to be things for kids as well?
Yes, we have face painters, balloon artists, kids crafts, lots of roving entertainment. So just lots of fun for all ages.
I saw the roving entertainment is Sam and Liberty. That's cute.
Yes.
And of course, food trucks and arts and crafts vendors, all of the main characters that normally show up there at your events.
Yes.
And then the next day, this is a huge tradition that has not always taken place, but I think it's the 53rd annual firing of the cannon.
If you've never
been a part of this or seen this happen, Jaconna, take us out to that event and what that looks like.
Yeah, it is such an exciting, patriotic event the town of Fort Mill hosts each year. The Short family has been doing this for 52 of the 53 years. They load our cannons, take care of all of that, and do the actual firing. And then we have a patriotic ceremony in the bandstand with music. Myla Smith, which is a local 8th grade student, she'll be sharing about the history of the cannons. So it's lots of fun just to come and learn about the history, why it's done, and how it's always been done. Just lots of fun stories and history to learn about. And then special music during it. So we just invite our community to come out and be a part of that. Come join us and then go back and have your cookouts and your pool time and your lake time, all that good stuff.
That's right. And I love that for both events that you do a ceremony to help celebrate really why we are there. I mean, of course, we want to celebrate with our friends and family and neighbors, but I think it's great that y'all really do take time to really give the educational piece and make people aware, just to take a minute and say, this is why we are Americans, and it's so important that we do celebrate that. What about the farmers markets? Are those still going on on Saturdays?
Yes, our farmers market is every Saturday at Veterans Park, 106 North White Street, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and that will be happening through the end of October. This past Saturday, we were a part of the Ag and Art Tour, which was incredible. And then we have fun workshops throughout the season. In July, we'll be having our Christmas in July night market. So just lots of fun stuff coming up with that as well.
That's great. And I know that farmer's market takes us out through October, you said. And before we know it, we're going to be seeing scarecrows lining the way. I know that you're like, Ashley, let me get past June and July before we go there. But right. I know that is huge. A ton of people have always signed up to do that. You've actually extended it. I feel like they go all the way down past the park, around the park.
Into Walter Elijah.
When can people be looking for that registration? When does that kick off?
That will be in August, right around the corner. Okay. We'll start registering for that and getting ready for our fall festival and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it never stops, does it, Dakana? That's a great job security. Well, if people want more information about all that's going on at the town of Fort Mill, what's the best way to find what's happening or to reach out?
Well, be sure to follow Town of Fort Mill on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And then also visit our town website, fortmillsc.gov/town events. You'll find all the event information. And then, of course, our website has all other types of information on it as well.
Okay. And I do want to give another quick plug for the town of Fort Mill. Chris Sardelli sent this out. Y'all are in the middle of putting together your 20, and I'm going to say this, and you're going to say, she said the wrong date. No, I didn't. It's 2045 comprehensive plan for the town of Fort Mill, but they have put out a survey and they are seeking help from the community just to ask questions about how you see the town of Fort Mill looking. And again, that survey is open until June 13th. So that is this coming Thursday. Is that correct? And you can go to that survey on their website.
Friday.
Is it Friday? Yeah. Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th this year. Sorry. So Friday, June the 13th. And you can find that again at the town's website, fortmillsc.gov/ourpathforward. So again, make sure that you take that survey. I know that y'all are seeking all the input that you can get what it's going to look like in 2045.
Yes, and you can drop into the open house today at Fort Mill Elementary School as well. And talk to town officials during that.
Great. Well, again, Jacana, thank you so much for being here. I know that it's always busy. You can never say that you're bored when you live in the town of Fort Mill or in York County for that matter. So thank you for being here. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.